Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hey, guys. Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
What am I supposed to do? You won't answer my calls. You change your number. I'm not going to be ignored.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
We'll be ignored, right. Dan.
If you'd like to text, you may do so right now. The WAAF Tech Needs text line is 97107. And if you're unable to understand the way the rather crazy, rather psychotic brain of any woman in your life works, you can ask a question of Danielle, and she will now provide you with a rare glimpse inside the warped female brain. Here's a 617 text. I've been dating a girl for 2 months. We sleep at each other's house. We have met each other's families. Mm-hmm. We are going to Florida in 2 weeks together, and we have a great relationship. How long before I can drop I love you?
It's when you feel it, you know? I've been in relationships where it gets dropped after a couple months. Whatever, if you're comfortable in the I love you return, it might be awkward if you don't get it back, but you know, I don't subscribe to this LB-like theory that you got to wait 17 years before you tell somebody you love her. If you feel it,
don't then say you love her unless you're ready to get married.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No.
You say you love you. Next up, engagement ring.
Yeah.
Next up, marriage.
Mm-hmm. 857 text, my girlfriend. Sorry, this is from a girl. My girlfriend has an insecure D-bag of a boyfriend. Mm. Who gets mad if she goes out with the girls?
Yep.
Or has more than one drink?
Yep. Oh.
But he can go out and get banged up with his boys,
sure.
No problem.
All right, double standard.
She sees nothing wrong with this. By the way, she wants to marry this guy within 2 years. Mm. Why is she like that?
Now, maybe she has some insecurity issues of her own. You know, maybe she feels like this is the best she can do, or maybe she just really doesn't care, but it just sounds like it's an unfair double standard at play here. Like, you know, he's like, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander.
Hmm.
You live under my roof, do it my way.
Maybe he can unlock the puzzle that brings her satisfaction where others have failed.
Correct.
Oh, good point.
Yes.
Good
so
point.
You bring that up, Danielle. That's important,
that's
too,
huge.
Right?
Yeah. She's good to sacrifice.
Right.
Yeah. Here's a 978 text. My wife sometimes pleasures herself after we make love.
Yep.
It doesn't bother me, but her friends think I'm weird for letting her do this. Do all women do this?
I think a lot do. I don't see the problem with it. Like, you want to bang one more out. What's the issue? Especially if you're involved. Like, if you guys have just gone through the whole process and she wants a little bit more and you're that, like, I don't see what the problem is. If she's kicking you out of the room to get the deed done, then that might be a little fishy, but what's wrong with prolonging the act?
Two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hello.
Seriously.
And what are her friends doing in the room?
Right? Yeah. Right. Why are they judging you?
What
Why
an
are
open
you
relationship. That's that's a fun barbecue conversation for the backyard.
Right?
How does that come up?
I've been speaking with a woman for on and off for the past couple months, and everything seems great. We're both single. We both get along. Did that just disappear?
No,
yeah,
no,
you gotta roll that up again. I'm sorry. Can you just move that up?
Oh, I was gonna grab you the screen, but yes, I can move that up.
All right. Either way is fine. Both single, get along great. The problem is every time we're supposed to go out on a date, something comes up on her end last second and we never go out. She apologizes every time and then continues to call and text me more and more every time. What is going on here?
And this is so tough because we get one of these almost every week. Maybe it is that she's really busy, or maybe she just has cold feet about getting together. Maybe she feels very strongly about you and is trying to keep her feelings at bay. But it's just, I guess it's all in what you can do with it. If you want to see her more, and she's, it just sucks when people cancel last minute. I mean, if she's giving you actual valid reasons why she has to cancel, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if she's just always coming up with some excuse about, oh, this or that, or not really telling you why she has to cancel, that might be an issue.
508 text. I trimmed up my nether regions.
Yeah.
When presenting this to my girlfriend, she took it as evidence that I was cheating.
Cheating, right,
when
of course.
When I was just doing a nice thing for her. Why would she take it as cheating?
Because you've done the same thing for however many years you guys have been together by not trimming it up. She never cared or brought it up, and you never bothered to go out of the way. Why the switch now? You know, you take a bologna sandwich to work for lunch every day. Why are you all of a sudden having a Caesar salad?
What if he asked first?
If he asks first, it's different. Like, hey, what do you think? Should I trim this up? She's still going to be a little suspicious. But if you put it out there ahead of time, it's not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just think if you're... Put the shoe on the other foot. If she had always had the same style, we'll say, and then all of a sudden went from throw rug to hardwoods, you might be like, well, yeah, I mean, you might be psyched, but you might also be like, why all of a sudden?
Waste of emotion.
Yeah.
Albie didn't care.
Well, no, it's just if she's cheating, she's cheating. You're going to catch her. It's just waste, you know, worrying about the little stuff. Waste of time.
This is the woman way that you, like, she should not worry because he wanted to do a little grooming.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Like, who cares?
But why? Again, you guys are creatures of habit. Remember that.
Hello, Andrew.
Andrew,
are you there? All right. We'll see if Andrew reappears. Here's a 617 text. What's the best way to win an ex-girlfriend back? We are on good terms and hang out a lot, but it's been 2 months. How do I get her back?
Do you really want to? Or is this going to be that you guys get back together and a year from now you're like, oh, now I remember why we broke up. Just tell her. Be open and be like, hey, I would like to try to work on this. We seem to be getting along well still. We're still seeing each other. Why can we not work on the relationship? Just be upfront. You don't have to jump through a million hoops, as LB likes to say. Just tell her. Be like, I want to be with you, and that's it.
My girlfriend of 5 years is upset with me because my mother and my siblings have to move in with us.
Oh, well, yeah, that's tough.
What should I do?
Sit down and talk about it. Establish a timeline. Establish some rules, some boundaries. If it's a truly unavoidable situation, hopefully she'll understand. It, you know, it would probably be the same thing if your mother-in-law had to move in. You know, nobody wants the family there. But it seems like there's a real necessity here. So sit down with your family, your mom and your siblings. Sit down with your significant other and just map out a plan. Be like, okay, listen, it's likely going to be for this long. This is what's going to happen. We'll reevaluate at this point. What are your concerns? And just talk through it. That's the problem, is people don't communicate.
And don't go through the top left drawer in my dresser.
Yes, correct. Or the bottom right under the boxer shorts.
Right, exactly.
978 text. My fantasy is to have my wife tickle another girl.
Okay.
My wife is not into girls at all. Is there a way to make it non-sexual for her?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Anything that involves another person is most likely going to be sexual.
Because
I don't think you just want to watch your wife tickle another girl to get laughs. I think there's a thing in there for you. It's probably a little fetishized. So you could just be like, hey, can you just do this for me? But that usually doesn't work with women. So...
let's see. Here's a 774 text. We're going inside the warped female brain. I have a friend that I visit frequently. We get along really well. She's always teasing about sexual things and showing me her undergarments while she is still wearing them.
Yep.
Does she want the D?
Sounds like a call around on it. Don't get rapey. Just be like, yeah, show me. Some women like to tease.
You're
it's
right.
A power trip, you know? They're, yeah. It's... you know, they get off on having some kind of power over you where they know that you want it and she's not going to give it to you.
Right.
But just be like, all right, well, prove it.
Yeah. Happy birthday to me today.
Danielle, this is 617 text. Danielle, my wife of 10 years recently decided that she'd like to get a tummy tuck and a bube lift. Due to having a few kids, her body is still amazing. I've told her she doesn't need any work, but she is insisting on it. I don't think it's the best idea financially, as it is $15,000.
Well, you could look into financing it. Talk about the you know, have the money conversation with her, because I get it. That's a lot of money. But it's an image thing, and, you know, women's bodies get wrecked after they have kids.
Yeah.
Absolutely wrecked. And then what happens? You think she has a great body now, 5 years from now, then it's like, oh, honey, why don't you keep up with yourself? And the extra skin around the stomach, especially if she's had a C-section, if the scar's not in a great place, you have the flap of skin, a little bit of fat that you can't lose. So maybe see if you can do it in pieces. See if maybe you can take your tax return and do the tummy tuck this year, boob lift next year. But it's a self-esteem thing, and she's gone through enough to produce those children, so now she wants to take her body back now that she's done.
He owes her, is what you're saying.
Not
she went through childbirth. He owes her.
Look back at how much money you've spent on beer. Add it all up.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Qualified into the 15K. Let her get it.
Let's see. My girlfriend gets uncomfortable when my ex likes my Instagram and only likes the ones without my current girlfriend in it.
Well, yeah, of course.
My family also likes my ex's IGs. Yep. What do I do about this?
Just tell your family to lay off with if you guys were together for a long time, that's always tough when you split up. Especially now in the age of social media, it used to be that you broke up with somebody and you never saw their family again unless you were a local and you bumped into them at like the supermarket or something. Mm-hmm. Now everybody's connected. Like, I think I'm still friends with like an ex's cousin from like 10 years ago on Facebook. People are just connected. Some people just like the pics. I would just tell your ex, be like, dude, knock it off. My girl doesn't like that. And, you know, you're not with your ex. You don't have to worry about hurting your ex's feelings. Worry about your current girlfriend.
Here's a 978 text. I'm 34 and she's 25. She wants to settle down, but now she is saying that she needs to make more time for her friends.
Yep.
Our time together is maybe one night a week and a day during the week.
Okay.
She gets mad at me when I ask simple questions about what her plans are for the week. Is it worth trying to continue, or is the age gap a factor here?
I think that's a factor, because I wanted to settle down at 25 too. No, couldn't imagine that. Not only not being married to the person that I was dating at that time, because I'm very different now, but just because I feel like you have so much life to live. And, you know, people are always like, oh yeah, I want to settle down, but I want to do this too. If you're in a different place than she is with what you want for the future, then you need to talk about it. And then if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Don't waste each other's time.
If you're spending one night and one day a week with someone, you are not in a relationship.
Right.
That is called dating.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's right, LB. Yeah. It should be more time, right?
Seriously.
Right.
Come on, man. Yes. I think you might want to check out what she's doing on the other nights.
Yeah.
Here's a 508 text that says, Greg, I give you permission to take the rest of the day off. You sound like S.
Too late.
Good morning, Greg. I see you're at the radio station making everyone else sick. See, I told you I can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a text that says, Greg, you sound like S today. By the way, Danielle said you were BSing yesterday. Yes, that's why I'm here, is because Mrs. Hill told me that Danielle was mocking me yesterday.
Oh, all of a sudden you care about what I say about you, and now you're a hardo that has to come into work sick because I made fun of you.
And then I had to show up here. You know, I had to show up because yesterday you were saying that I would have never taken the day off or something like that.
Your internal age is starting to match the size of your hands, sir.
This is Andrea. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Andrea?
Greg, I'm so sorry you're sick again. This is like the second time already in, a couple months?
Well, I had the norovirus, not the neurovirus, as LB calls it. And now I have I have some kind of a bronchial.
Oh, my God. Which one would you rather have?
I've got Legionnaire's disease. I would much prefer this than the horror of the stomach flu that I went through.
That's what I would think.
Yes.
So I just wanted to comment real quick because that gentleman that called in about his wife wanting a tummy tuck and a boob job done.
Yes.
I would tell him with the utmost promise, do it for her.
Really?
Because his life and their sex life will change drastically.
Yep.
I had the tummy tuck done about a year ago. I worked out, got myself to where I wanted to be physically. I had 3 C-sections, and it just wasn't going away. And since I've had that done, my confidence in bed is 100% better.
Now, you mean with him or with other guys?
No, just with him.
Okay, all right. All right.
I was going to throw the LBAWA.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, just my husband. Sorry, guys.
All right. Excellent.
Good for you. Congrats.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. I found, this is a 508 text, I found D-pics on my wife's Facebook messages of an old friend from college.
Yep.
She said that he did it on his own without her encouraging it.
Yep.
Should I believe her?
Well, I would. So what was the rest of the conversation and how long ago was it? If you saw the message, then you probably, if you saw the pictures, probably saw whether or not there was some correspondence going back and forth. You may not have had time to look that in depth. I don't know. Getting an unsolicited D pic sucks if you're a woman because it's like, dude, I really didn't like, and you know, guys, it happens to you too. It's like some chick randomly sends you a boob pic.
Right.
You're like, honey, but I didn't even ask for this. She just threw it out there. It's always going to seem suspicious.
Honey, I just gave my cell phone out on the air.
On the air, I didn't know.
What the
heck?
You
were going to send that to me. That's crazy.
My girlfriend, here's a 774 text. My girlfriend gets wild in bed when she drinks, but sober, everything is back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get her to get wild when she is sober?
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. She's uptight, only comfortable doing certain things when she's drunk. Might be not insecure, but just not comfortable, you know, doing those things normally. But when you're drunk, it's like, game on.
Right.
So.
Right. Game on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had
keep the bottle next to the bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
This is Christian. Hello, Christian.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I got a question for Danielle, obviously, with a simple, or I'm sorry, female brain.
Yeah, warped female brain.
Yeah. I got a neighbor, a girl that I grew up with, you know, the majority of my life. She lived next door to me. And,
okay.
You know, we're best friends growing up. We still are, you know, we still keep in touch, even though we're not neighbors anymore. And, you know, I've always wanted to try and make a move on her, but I never really knew if, you know, she was into it or, you know, how it would be if it did happen. But, like, lately, she has a boyfriend now, but she's been telling me, you know, like, you know, how he's lazy, doesn't get a job, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know, if, you know, if this is my time to make a move or if you think it would be weird after.
You got to let that situation play out on its own. Don't ever be the impetus for someone breaking up. Because when if someone breaks up with their significant other for you and it doesn't work out with you, then they resent you. And then they're like, see, I gave up this amazing relationship. Even though she says he's lazy and whatnot, she'll still throw it back at you and be like, I gave up a solid long-term relationship to give this a chance, and you didn't do X, Y, and Z, and now you're the lazy jackass.
Good
so
point.
I would let that resolve itself on its own.
Good point. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, question for all of you.
Yes.
My girlfriend and I have been going out for probably, oh, I don't know, 10 months now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've had no fights at all. She's a really nice, beautiful girl. She's a hairstylist, awesome girl.
Is she alive? It's not like a body.
What's that?
No, she's like living and breathing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
all right, go ahead.
Yeah,
what's your question?
We out of the blue last night. We aren't living together. She out of the blue. She said around probably midnight last night that we have to talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just a complete out of the blue kind of thing. We haven't had any fights at all. Nothing.
Yeah.
What do you think that can cause?
I don't think it was out of the blue. Nothing comes up out of the blue. Usually the person's been sitting on the conversation for a while and just hasn't found the right time to bring it up to you. Especially where it was like at midnight.
Yeah. And we have to talk is like setting the person up for a talk that is not a good talk.
No.
And even if they say we have to talk, it's not all bad. It's all bad.
It's still bad.
Right?
Like, I hate when people throw it out there and they're like, you know, we need to talk. But I'll be at work until 7 o'clock tonight, so maybe we should grab a drink after that. It's like, you're going to let me sit here all day and stew on this? Yes. How dare you?
Yeah, because I don't like you anymore, and I'm breaking up with you at 7:45.
And just do it at 7 o'clock in the morning. Drop the hammer.
Mm-hmm. Lesbian here,
hello.
781 text. My girlfriend who lives with me wants to move out but not break up.
Okay.
She said it's just because she's never lived on her own and thinks she should.
Yep.
But she is definitely cheating on me, right?
I don't think so. It depends. Can you text back quick and let us know your age? Because I've seen friends that have been in that scenario, you know, girlfriends who lived with a boyfriend where they, the first time they moved out of their parents' house, they moved in with a boyfriend and they're like, I don't want to break up with you. I just want my freedom and my independence. Like, I've never lived by myself. I've never had my own place, my own apartment, my own space.
Exactly.
And having your own space is a very important thing. So if you're, especially if you're in a smaller place that might not have room for you guys to get away from, getting away from each other is very important.
Right. People get tired.
They do. You need
people
like your own.
People get tired of people's crap.
Yeah, you need your own area.
I don't hate you. I just, you know, I'm tired of you pooping with the door open every day naked.
Yes.
Here's a text. Here's a text that says what Andrew's girlfriend needs to talk to him about is how it takes him 45 minutes to get to a point when he's trying to explain
LB
something.
LB can help him with that.
That might be. Yes, LB can help
stories.
With that.
I tell.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Nice job, everybody. That is Inside the Warped Female Brain here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.